Stuart Huggy Hughes, radio presenter, searching for a way of putting a smile on your dial. Then, an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now every time Huggy gets into studio, a startling metamorphosis occurs as he becomes the Jurassic Coast Super Jock.
Oh my goodness, feel better for that, I'll tell you. Hey! Yes, indeed. Oh, good Lord. Hey, yes, indeedy. It's Huggy here with you. It's the hot summer show. And these are Marmalade, falling apart at the seams, a bit like me. Tell you what, it was a great way to start off the hot summer show today. Sound of the Marmalade, and of course, falling apart at the seams. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I do. I get in the studio, and all the other presenters are already out there waving at me, okay? And then if you make a little mistake, they all start laughing. Oh, well, there you go. Can't be helped, can it? You know, somebody's got to work for this station, I'll tell you. Anyway, it's your number one community radio station, that is. And each and every week, as I always tell you, we only get an hour in the studio. That's all we get with you. And we've got to squeeze as much music as we can in. Have we got any features today? Yes, we have. We got a triple play. That is definitely coming your way today. And well, I don't know if I get any chance to do anything else. Or maybe a Motown. A Motown feature as well, with a couple of Motown numbers, okay? Because everybody likes Motown, don't they? Right, we're going to move on then. We got Scouting for Girls coming up. Their brand new single. It's called Counting Down the Days. I love it. But before that, Irma Franklin and her version of the who originally made it? Oh, it was what's his name? Higher and Higher, wasn't it? Jackie Wilson. He made the original, didn't he? Or was it Irma Franklin? I don't know. But one way or the other, we're going to find out. Here's Irma Franklin. And I get the sweetest feeling. Good day.
Summer Show on your favourite community radio station.
Ooh, I'm just counting down the days.
Till I'm home. every night I'm counting down the days.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Counting down the days, Scouting for Girls. What a sound that is. It's a brilliant sound. I love it. I think it's going to be great. Anyway, it was about 15 years ago, this last week, that Amy Winehouse died at the age of just 27. And we've done a little feature for on another programme I was doing somewhere, and I thought what we'd do today, we'd play a couple of numbers, we're going to split them up a bit, okay? And so what I was going to do, I was going to play Rehab by Amy, and then a little bit later we'll play something else from Tears Dry on Their Own, one of my favourites, okay? But right now, Amy Winehouse and this one, Rehab. Good day.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't.
Yeah.
and Honey Hughes, putting local first.
It's a brand new single. It comes from the Womack sisters, If I Let You. That is the title of that one. And they're a brand new band, or a brand new group, a brand new group that's on the scene, the Womack sisters, who are related, yes, to Bobby Womack. He is their uncle. Their father was, of course, Cecil Womack, who was Bobby Womack's brother. And part of the famous 1980s R&B duo, Womack and Womack. Do you remember them? Of course you do. Well, the Womack sisters, with that number, If I Let You, it's going to be huge, isn't it? Before that, of course, Amy Winehouse, and I did say we'd have something else from Amy in a short while. It just seems unbelievable that it was 15 years ago that the shocking news broke that Amy Winehouse had died at the age of just 27. Well, I'll tell you what, some other guy that's been doing the rounds for a number of years, well, a number of years, for a great many years, is still in his 90s now, isn't he? Engelbert Humperdinck, we're talking about. He's got a brand new single out. And do you remember The Cars and a little thing called Drive? Well, Engelbert has been in the studio and he's made his own version of it. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty good as well. So we're going to give that a play for you. And after that, we're going to hear from The Real Thing, who had many, many, many hits in the 70s, the 80s. And I think this was one of their minor hits, but they've been in the studio again. It's been redone, and we're going to give it a play, Raining Through My Sunshine. Good day to you. First of all, though, is Engelbert and Drive.
Your favorite station.
Playing your favorite music.
just can't find my way.
Going to be a hit this time around, we'll just have to wait and see. Real Thing for you there, and Raining Through My Sunshine. Good day to you if you have just joined us. It's the Hot Summer Show with yours truly, Stuart Huggy Hughes, and each and every week we have a feature which is called the Triple Play, where we put three numbers together and I don't say anything in between them. You'll be pleased to hear that. So we've got three good numbers for you today. Started with the Monkees and the Pleasant Valley Sunday. The little bit in the middle happens to be Mungo Jerry and the Long-Legged Woman dressed in black. And we're going to finish up with the Tremolos, something that takes you way back in time. I think to around 1967, 68, and Suddenly You Love Me, or Suddenly You Love Me. Right, first of all, though, it's the Monkees and the Pleasant Valley Sunday. Good day.
It's time for a hot summer triple play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show. Comfort goes. Summer Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show. Summer Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Suddenly there's nothing that could to tear you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Tie, 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 tie. Your fascination in the arms of other guys. You must know my reputation comes to nothing in their eyes. Still you take off in a hurry anytime it pleases you. And you only start to worry when I say I'm leaving you, leaving you. Suddenly you love me and your arms are open wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could tear you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai.
You know what, I thought there was something missing on the show, and that was it. We haven't had the hooter, have we? But anyway, Suddenly You Love Me draws to a close this week's Triple Play. You want another one of those, you have to join me again next week, same time, same place, right here on your number one community radio station, that is. And that story that was in the papers the other day, I just couldn't get over it, about seagulls in a seaside town. They've grown so bold, they're actually queuing up for Big Macs. Well, that's according to neighbours, and these neighbours are really fuming about it. Locals in Queensway, Western Supermare, that's the town we're talking about, say they are facing sleepless nights because of the growing number of gulls in the area. They also said the pests were growing increasingly aggressive during the nesting season. They've always been aggressive, haven't they? I think they have, anyway. But the local councillor up there in Western Supermare, Gemma Coles, if you know Gemma, tell her I've given her a name check, said the nests were protected and could not be removed, but pointed to what may be attracting the birds to the area. And what's that, McDonald's? Oh yeah, she said she had urged North Somerset Council to cover the bins at local industrial estates, shops and also fast food restaurants, including McDonald's. Well, Miss Coles added, and a gentle plea, don't feed the gulls, they're already bold enough to queue for a Big Mac and complain if the chips are cold. Do they do that? Do they complain if the chips are cold as well? That's unbelievable, isn't it? It really is. Anyway, now, earlier on we played you a number from Amy Winehouse, and I did say I was going to play something else from her. Tears Dry on Their Own, one of my favourites. Well, it was 15 years ago, this very week, that the shocking news broke out that Amy died aged just 27. And she had released just two albums during her eight-year career, but her massive success and larger-than-life character meant her death sent shockwaves right around the world. It certainly did that. And so what we're going to do now, we're going to play Tears Dry on Their Own. And after that, the latest from the Stones. I played it a couple of weeks ago. It's called Mr. Charm. Good day.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached.
It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes through. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes the day. I could say no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Listening to Huggy's Hot Summer Show on your favorite community radio station.
Life.
I'll tell you what, you can call me anything you like, but if you want to call me Mr. Charm, I'll let you do that as well, okay? The Rolling Stones, and of course their latest thing from their latest album, which is doing absolutely amazing stuff. It really is. Hey, do you know what? T-Rex babies. Now, we'll talk about a lot about these T-Rexes, especially on the Jurassic Coast, but T-Rex babies were ready to run and hunt as soon as they hatch. My word, they must have been big eggs, must they? Fossil analysis suggests a study of bones and teeth from North American fossil sites found the fearsome dinosaurs' newborns were little bigger than a domestic cat. Really? But researchers led by Dr. Nick Longrich from the University of Bath discovered they were already developed enough to walk, run, and feed themselves with minimal help from their parents. So now you know. I bet you didn't know that, did you? But yeah, I'll tell you what, you live and learn something by listening to this show every week, you really do. The very sad story in the papers was there was a married couple who died in a camper van after using a gas heater overnight. Chris and Kaylee Cole had been running a stall at a cider festival when they went to bed for the night on October the 11th last year, and fellow exhibitor Alex Huxley checked on them the following day after noticing they were not up and found they died. Oh dear, oh dear. That is really sad. That is very sad indeed. Absolutely. Right, we've got a Motown. Couple of numbers, Motown.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Motown Memories on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Right, we've got Stevie Wonder, Uptight, Everything's All Right. And after that, we're going to hear from the Temptations and the Law of the Land. Good day to you.
Baby, everything is alright. Upside, clean on the side. Baby, everything is alright. Upside, The Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Motown track, it's the Sound of the Temptations and of course the Law of the Land. And I tell you what, the old time is almost caught up on us, because it's almost time to go time, but not quite. We're going to try to squeeze a little bit of Opus in and Live is Life. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and if you have, you join me again same time, same place next week, right here on your number one community radio station, that is when we'll do it all again. Catch you next week. Keep tuned in. There's a lot of other good shows coming your way throughout the day right here on your number one community radio station. Here's Opus, Live is Life. Ciao.